Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
You know the TV ratings on that Tigers Mariners game?
The 15 inning game five?
Yeah, just mentioned that.
I didn't. I'm sorry.
Well, I'd say most since 2014. Is that what? 2011.
2011.
14 years. Gotcha. Thank you, Brendan.
Thanks, Two Cuts.
So I went back to watch Washington versus Rutgers, preparing for Michigan and Washington.
Okay.
I noticed something. The stands emptied out. That was a Friday night game. Washington at home versus Rutgers. Then I listened to post-game coverage, going back and listening to stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The stands emptied out because everybody was leaving to go watch the extra innings of the Tigers-Mariners
game. Oh, because Seattle got you with Washington.
Yep. So, it's just kind of funny. And apparently when the game ended, when Washington and Rutgers ended on Friday night at like whatever it would have been, probably about 10:30, they put the Tigers.
Oh, that's cute.
What?
The game ended at 10:30. Compared to the Tigers.
Yes.
2 hours later, two and a half hours later.
They put the Mariners-Tigers game on the big board at Husky Stadium, and people didn't leave their seats. Not a ton of people, but people were like, oh, I'll stay and watch this. So, anyway.
Then you got to be committed. Like, the stadium's got to be committed because people are saying, we're going to stay here and we'll watch it. So they got to keep that open all night long, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know that they knew that it was going to go 15 innings, but whenever they decided, and apparently there were people still in the stadium, and I guess like the band played, and then some members of the band stayed on the field and watched the game, Tigers Mariners. It's kind of a weird deal, but time to exact some revenge. Not really going to help a lot everybody, but stupid Seattle. All right, so we got some trade stuff here. This is from Pro Football Talk. Football Focus, sorry.
Oh, Football
20
Focus?
Trade candidates ahead of the 2025 trade deadline. So they write about the candidates, and then they have possible fits. I'm going to give you a name, and you tell me if you think the Lions are a possible fit.
Okay.
First name is Trey Hendrickson, edge rusher, Cincinnati Bengals.
Yes, he's a possible fit. We've talked about adding Trey Hendrickson for over a year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Possible fits, 49ers, Buccaneers, Chiefs, Lions. Part of what they write, there's no asset more valuable than Hendrickson, especially if he's not in Cincinnati's long-term plans. The 49ers need a true edge one after Nick Bosa's torn ACL. While the Lions could still use a legitimate running mate next to Aiden Hutchinson, although Al-Qadim Muhammad's 86.2 Pro Football Focus pass rushing grade has impressed.
Now, Jeremy Fowler from ESPN tweeted this out earlier. It says the 49ers, well, this is somebody who tweeted out saying the 49ers view Trey Hendrickson as an ideal fit for their defense, but the Bengals don't seem interested in trading him. That part per Jeremy Fowler, ESPN. So at this point, with 3 weeks until the trade deadline, doesn't look like Cincinnati is willing to move him.
So if I were Cincinnati, I would probably be saying something similar.
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't be surprised if that tune changes because you don't give up until you have to give up.
Well, they're going to have to give up, but it's... And with Cincinnati, it's a double-edged sword because he's also dealing with a little bit of a back issue.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be careful with that. You've got this incredible asset to have to help build your future because you're not signing him to a long-term contract. You're also not, you shouldn't kid yourself. You're not going to make the playoffs. So you need to protect this asset and trade it. It's a tricky time. When do you trade him? Do you trade him ASAP while he's got this back issue or do you wait until the trade deadline, closer to the trade deadline, when things get to a fever pitch with all these teams that are just begging for him?
Next name, Jalen Phillips, edge rusher, Miami Dolphins. Do you think the Lions are a possible fit?
Yeah.
49ers, Buccaneers, Chiefs, Lions. So the exact same four that would be interested in Trey Hendrickson, Jaden Phillips. Miami. Jalen Phillips, sorry. Miami indicated its willingness to deal starting this offseason when it sent Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith to the Steelers with a 26-year-old Phillips set to be a free agent come March. The Dolphins would be smart to sell high, especially considering his extensive injury history. Kansas City and Tampa both ranked 25th or worse in pass rush win rate by edge defenders, with each likely eyeing upgrades at the position ahead of their playoff pushes.
So Jalen Phillips shouldn't cost you much of anything. His first two seasons in the league in 21 and 22, he had 8.5 and 7 sacks respectively. The next year was really looking good for him. He had started 6 games, only played in 8, but he had 6.5 sacks. Last year, he started 3, only played in 4. This year, he has started and played in all 6, but he only has one quarterback sack this year.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
So, I mean, if the price is right, and the price shouldn't be, I mean, based on that kind of production, would you give up anything more than a fifth-round pick?
I tell you what, given what they're getting out of Elkhwadi Muhammad and what it would mean to go get Trey Hendrickson, I kind of want somebody to rotate with Muhammad and provide good play and depth, or maybe make Muhammad the depth guy, whatever.
So Phillips could work out.
Phillips makes more sense to me.
For the right price.
Because of the price.
Yeah.
I agree completely. If you could get Trey Hendrickson for a third round pick, sign me up.
Yeah, well.
But I don't think that's happening.
It's likely a first round pick for Trey Hendrickson.
Yep. And so I think the better decision would be Jalen Phillips for a lesser round pick. Because do you think Elkhwadi Muhammad is an asset? An asset for the, not only now, it's not about what he's done, it's what he's going to do next. Is he going to keep it up?
I like him a lot. I think he's a high motor kind of guy, and we're just kind of scratching the surface to see what he's like when he plays every game. Mm-hmm. He's not playing every down of every game, but this team is going to get healthier on that line as the season goes on, as early as Monday night when Aleem McNeil returns. Now, he's not an end. He's a guy up the middle, but he's another guy that might require a double team, which really frees things up for that guy, Elkhwadi Muhammad. If I could get Trey Hendrickson, I'd do it because, you know, it's a rental, but he's such a proven guy. He's really similar to what you get from Aiden Hutchinson. So to have that, I could, yeah, if you can do it, do it. But I suspect the price is going to be pretty steep to get that. In the meantime, Jalen Phillips shouldn't cost you much. If they're asking for like a fourth or third round pick, I'll pass.
Yeah.
But if it's something in the neighborhood of a fifth and you swap 6 rounds or something like that, okay.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm a flyer. We're in lockstep here. Edge rusher Kayvon Thibodeau, New York Giants.
I think he's great, but is he going to be on this list? Sure. He should be on the list because he's if Hendrickson's on the list, then why wouldn't Kayvon Thibodeau be on the list?
49ers, Buccaneers, Chiefs, Lions.
Yeah.
Same four names. Here's the thing, though. I actually see it less likely that he's going to get to the open market. And the reason is I think the Giants feel like they've caught lightning in a bottle with the Dart Scataboo thing, that they want to ride it. I think they're it's going to be hard to part.
Well, he's in year 4 of his rookie deal. He's obviously be a first round pick. They'll have the 5th year option. I don't know if they've said that they're going to pick it up or what the case is.
They did.
So he got him through next year. He has not been the impact player that Aiden Hutchinson has been, with 4 sacks, 11.5 sacks, 5.5 last year, and he's got 2.5 this year. he's an awfully good player, very disruptive. And if he played with somebody like Aiden Hutchinson, maybe, just maybe, that those production numbers would go up. Although they've got some pretty good players on the defensive line in New York. Again, what's your price? You're talking about a guy who's only 25 years old. That's probably multiple first-round picks to get him.
248-539-9797. There's some other names. We'll revisit them later. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. We go to Jeff on a cell here on 97.1. Hi, Jeff.
Oh, sure there. He said that there's something on the web about...
Hey, Jeff?
The president. Larry, that's his son.
We're listening in on a private conversation.
I've said that ever since I moved in.
I'm not sure we should do that.
This is dangerous.
Carol Berger was the president. She never did.
All right, let's... Jeff. I don't want to get him in trouble. Let's stay clear of that.
Did we just wiretap someone?
I don't know.
I feel like we did.
Wait a minute.
I feel like, all right, we got him. Keep him on the line.
Was that our Secretary of War just giving out secrets? What was that?
He's about to release some very private information.
Hmm.
Jeff, we just aired your private conversation, bro.
At least half of it. Well, one side of it.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1. That's it.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.